Nickel Belt MPP France Gelinas has slammed Lifelabs for taking too long to provide medical test results. Gelinas said Lifelabs offers terrible customer service in her Northern Ontario jurisdiction. Lifelabs is a for-profit Canadian company that provides medical and diagnostic testing on a contract basis to the provincial government. Gelinas, who is also the official opposition health critic, spoke in the Ontario legislature Tuesday to express concern that a cancer patient in Sudbury was waiting a long time to get the results from medical testing. Linda Lute from Sudbury is an endometrial cancer survivor, Gelinas told the House. She requires annual Pap tests by her oncology team. She had her test done on October 18. Usually, it takes 3, sometimes up to 6 weeks for the results to come in, but last week, when she called her doctor, she was told results are now taking 6 months to come in. Gelinas asked Health Minister Sylvia Jones if she thought that it was acceptable for cancer patients having to wait 6 months to get test results. The health minister said it only highlighted one of the reasons why the Ontario government has made a commitment to hire more healthcare workers and to train more workers because it was so apparent that we did not have sufficient capacity. Jones added that as more healthcare employees are being hired, gradual improvements are being seen. Gelinas said when cancer patients are forced to wait up to 6 months for test results, it can mean more intense follow-up treatments and often more expensive treatments. This increases the risk of harm, said Gelinas. She said that in her riding, Lifelabs offices have minimum staffing, with minimum operating hours, and there have been times that patients have had to wait in the cold. Gelinas asked if the idea of privatizing health lab services has only made those services worse. The health minister responded by saying the government is working to improve services. Jones said the work involves improvements provided by the partners for the Ministry of Health. We are not going to freeze out individuals and organizations that can be part of the solution, said Jones.